commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
As someone who makes a living through the spoken word, I can't help but admire Lincoln and Jefferson. Their words helped to shape our nation. Thomas Jefferson wrote our founding documents. They contain many of his ideas. And Abraham Lincoln's words kept the nation together, not for bringing the South back to the Union, but by persuading Northerners that the Union was something worth fighting for. This week we honor the 150th anniversary of Lincoln's Gettysburg Address, and you have to remember that time in context. States' rights were much stronger than they are today. The United States was always referred to in the plural back then. The United States are engaged in a great struggle, not the United States is fighting a civil war. The nation was thought of as a collection of sovereign states. The war was fought with as many state militiamen who served under the governors of their states as it was with federal troops. Fighting for the Union was a highly abstract notion. More accurately, it was a fight to keep the states together. Harvard President Drew Faust, a historian, makes excellent points about Abraham Lincoln and the Gettysburg Address. Northerners would not lay down their lives to free slaves. A Northerner might be an abolitionist in theory, but the preferred solution then to the Negro problem was for the federal government to round them up and send them back to Africa. That was an idea that Lincoln initially supported. There was certainly no concept then of equality between the races. Many working-class Northerners didn't like the idea of fighting a war and then having to compete for jobs with newly freed blacks who'd migrate above the Mason-Dixon line. It was Abraham Lincoln who had to tell the nation what we were fighting for. Dr. Faust at Harvard raises a fine point. James Buchanan, who took over after Lincoln's assassination, would not have had the words to raise an army to fight the Civil War. Volunteers from Maine, Vermont, Wisconsin, and Michigan were fighting for what Lincoln's words helped to shape. So as we mark the 150th anniversary of the 272 words of the Gettysburg Address, President Lincoln tells us the Civil War was about liberty, a government shaped by the people, of the people, and for the people. That's a bigger idea than states' rights or even freeing slaves. Those concepts exist under the tent that liberty provides. Now, Harvard's Dr. Faust also asks the question of whether our experiment of self-government is failing today. We are a politically divided nation, but there are no similarities to the coming apart of our nation from 1861. Senators are not holding live round duels on the Capitol grounds. Citizens with rival ideas are not engaged in Bleeding Kansas-type struggles. And cadets at the Citadel or James Brown's followers at Harper's Ferry are not at arms. We settle our differences in a nonviolent political framework, even though California and New York seem to have very little in common with Nebraska or Indiana. Still, this is the way Lincoln would have wanted it, and it's the ultimate legacy of his Gettysburg Address.